Okay, good morning. We are in Hilchos Tefillah, Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. Fascinating Siman coming up. Sif Aleph, Birkat Hashanim. Birkat Hashanim is the bracha where we ask for parnasa, and in the winter months where we ask for rain. By Ashkenazim, it always starts Barech Aleinu, I believe. I guess it depends on your Nusach or Nusach Sfard. But for Sfardim, during the summer, it always begins Barchenu, and it talks about just Barchenu. And by Ashkenazim, they would say Vetein Bracha. By Sfardim, for the winter, when you say Vetein Talamatali Bracha, it starts as Barech Aleinu. So whatever, just a little housekeeping there. Tzarich lomar ba'bi yamotak shamim v'tein talamatar. You have to mention, not only dew, but you have to mention rain. That's matar, that's geshem. And that's important that you have to ask for it. It's a chiyuv tekana of Chazal. U'matchilin lish'ol matar b'chutz al ha'aretz b'tfilat arvit shel yom shishim achar tikufat tishrei. So you start asking for rain if you are in chutz la'aretz, when you start with Mariv, Arvit, and you start 60 days after Tekufat Tishrei, which we will explain in a moment. V'yom ha-tekufah hu b'chlal ha-shishim. Now we said 60 days afterwards, right? So really the Gemara asks the question and explains that when you say 60 days, it includes the 60th day. So really, for all intents and purposes, that means 59 days later. That's what it means, 59 days later. When do we start if you are in Israel? On the 7th of Cheshvan. V'sho'alin ad tefilat ha-mincha shel erev yom tov ha-rishon shel Pesach u'misham ve'elech poskin melish'ol. And you start asking at this time, and then you end when it comes to Pesach, already from when Yom Tov, that's when it starts. For Pesach, that's when we switch over. We stop asking, and as we already mentioned, you start saying Morid Atal or whatever. You definitely don't say Morid Geshem. Okay, now why Zayin Cheshvan? If you live in Eretz Yisrael, Ms. Chazal wanted to give. Really, in Eretz Yisrael, you want the rain to start right away. The rain is good for Eretz Yisrael right away. Okay, for our climate, our weather, our produce. Our altitude, that's just what's good for us. So, you want to start right away. But Chazal said, we got to give 15 days a break for the people who are Olei Regalim to come to visit. They have to have respect for those who come. And we want to push it off so that they have time to get back home before it rains on them as they're traveling. Good. What about Chutz La'aretz? Now, by the way, the poskim point out, not only in Eretz Yisrael you start Zayin Cheshvan, you also start anywhere in the Middle East, right around Eretz Yisrael, anywhere nearby that also has a similar climate. Okay, that's just something to point out. Now, what about Chutz La'aretz? So it comes from, they established it based on Bavel, because that's where the Jewish community primarily was. And they said, in Chutz La'aretz, they don't need the rain so fast. They don't need the rain as much, they don't need it so fast. When was it convenient? When do they want the rain? Approximately, it's a little bit arbitrary, but approximately 60, whatever. I will say, keep saying 60, even though it's 59. 60 days after Tekufat Tishrei. Okay, that's when it's good for them. When is Tekufat Tishrei? Now, I'll just point out, if you look at a regular sitter, some Sidurim will say it's always December 4, except on a leap year, the 2 months before the February leap year, it's the 5th. And some Sidurim will say it's on the 5th and the 6th. And they are both correct. Because Tekufat Tishrei, it means the autumn equinox. All right, when the day is supposed to be an equal 12 hours, day and night. It's approximately, changes actually year to year, but it's approximately September 22. It could be between 21, 22, 23, and 24. But that's the astronomical accurate one. Based on our calendars, it's October 6-7. Okay? In this century, 6-7. And 60 days afterwards is always December 5 or 6. But you always start, we're going to read, the night before. The day is 5 or 6, but you always start the night before. So if a sitter tells you it's the 4th, that means the 4th at nighttime. The sitter tells you the 5th, that means the 5th, but starting the night before. Okay? Now, this is going to change every 100 years. Alright? Some of us will make it, some of us won't. But in 2100, they're going to have to reprint all this Sidurim, because it's not going to be 5 and 6, it's going to become 6 and 7. How is that so? Actually, in the Beis Yosef, it quotes November 22nd. Interesting. Because it depends on which calendar you're using. Alright? Just real brief. The calendar that Chazal used halachically to make it easy and simple for us is the same calendar that the world was using up until the 1500s. It was called the Julian calendar, the Julian solar calendar. And they made it real easy. It was exactly every year it was exactly 365 days and 6 hours, an even quarter. The problem is every year you're off by about 11 minutes and change from being accurate. So it was started 46 BCE, around 1500s, I think it was King Gregory or something. He started the Gregorian calendar, and he decided that, wait a sec, he looked at when the actual equinox was, and it was off by about between 10-15 days, okay? Closer to 15 days off. So he had to make a correction. In that year, the calendar missed like 10 days. He just like jumped, and he made a whole new calendar where every 100 years, you would add a day. Because what happens is the difference between the Julian and the Gregorian calendar it's a full day, approximately. Everything's approximate. Every 128 years. So every 100 years, the calendar that we use nowadays is a day off. Instead of making February 29, there is no February 29 every 100 years. That happens once. Three out of every 100 years. So in other words, for 300, it's going to happen. And then in the 400th year, there won't be a February 29 in one of those four-year cycles. And basically, you're off.
It's the other way around.
We always have February 29 every 4 years.
Except for
100
years.
You got it. Okay, I think we got the idea. So in other words, the halacha calendar, Chazal call it Tikufat Shmuel. We call it, the world calls it Julian calendar. And that's what the halacha calendar is based on. We don't care that it's exactly the equinox or not. We don't care when the 60 days is exactly. It's all arbitrary. When it comes to a new moon and a molad, we're extremely accurate. We do care. But for one to start saying, Baruch Aleinu V'tein Talamot HaLivracha, we don't really care so much. So Chazal made it easy. And they figured, before it gets way off, the Mashiach will come. And just something really interesting was when the Gregorian calendar was established, that was the same century the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, was supposed to reestablish Smicha, and he could have redone his own calendar. We could have all been doing our own new calendar in the same century that the Gregorian was created, that we're off every... just an interesting coincidence, perhaps. Coincidence. That... if there would have been Smicha reestablished, then we would have had not this discrepancy, the same. Anyway, let's...
You mentioned before about Zayin Cheshvan for all the neighboring countries here.
Yeah.
Can you put some up for that?
I could afterwards. I'll tell you the Piskei Tshuvas, I'll tell you Rav Avadia Yosef, they all say it. You can look in Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, it's quoted in many places. Okay. Let's see. Important. Here. Now that we took a short little quick thing, and it's very interesting. What if you're in the southern hemisphere? In the winter, it's the summer, winter. So what do you do? So there are obviously different opinions on the matter. The two most popular opinions, and really it depends on where you live and your posek in the minhag ha'makom. But the two most popular opinions is the same way you do it in the northern hemisphere. You the people who live in the southern hemisphere daven kilu they're in the northern hemisphere. Takana v'chazal, and it's not considered detrimental, and that's that. But the other opinion says to play it safe all year, they only say and always say morit hatal, because at least you're yotze b'diavid. And you always say v'tein talumata livracha all year, always only in shomea tefila. And so that's we're going to get to in a moment. What happens, or did we already get there? Fine, I'll say it right now real quick. What happens if a person lives in Eretz Yisrael and he travels to Chutz La'aretz during Zayin Cheshvan? Does he switch over like where he lives, or does he stay and daven like where the people where he exists? So this is also a machloket. The Mishnah Berurah, I'll just point out, says to daven based on how you live, not where you are, but based on where you live. But that's one popular opinion. Another very popular opinion, probably the majority, is it's more of a sophisticated answer. It's not usually the style of a Shulchan Aruch psak. It's since it's a suffik, we're going to come up with a sophisticated way out to be yotzei everybody. In other words, you daven v'tein bracha or barchenu like normal. You don't switch like you are in Chutz La'aretz. And when you get to Shomea Tefila, you say v'tein talumata livracha. And this is where yotzei according to all the shitas.
We just had that.
So that's what I did. I said it in Shomea Tefila. Okay.
No, they didn't switch over yet.
They didn't switch over, but I live in Eretz Yisrael. So when I was there, I would say v'tein talumata in my Shomea Tefila. Right, but I didn't switch over to my Baruch Aleinu v'tein talumata livracha. Now, if I were to be a chazan, the poskim say, it's fine for me to be the chazan. And my lachash, I say it my way. And when I do the chazara for everybody else, you do it the way of the tzibur. Okay, not a problem. All right, let's move a little bit. Beis. We finished. Yeah. Yechidim atrichim lamatar b'matachama. If you're individuals who need rain in the summertime, Ein shalim tal brachat hashanim. You do not mention it in this bracha. Elo b'shomea tefila. You save it and you mention it in the middle. Shomea tefila. V'afilu ir gedola keninve o eretz achat kula kamos svarad bichala o ashkenaz bichlala. And he says even if you're in a big country, okay, and everybody wants it. Actually, kind of similar to if you're living in the southern hemisphere, and that's the way you might prefer it or you need it. Ki yechidim damu b'shomea tefila. You are considered like Yechidim for this halacha, and you say it only in Shomea Tefila. Umil. Im be'eretz achat kula hatzrichim lamata b'motachama ta'aba yachid. Now what if a person made a mistake, and you said it in Birkat Hashanim, even though it's in the summertime. V'sha'al matar b'Birkat Hashanim. So, im rotzeh chozer mitpila b'tor nedavah b'lo she'elah b'rakat ha'shanim. So really, Rav Yosef Karo, the Shulchan Aruch, says you should repeat it as a torat nedavah, because it's a suffix. Some say you're yotzeh, and some say you're not. The Ramah continues, v'al eino mechuyav lachzor klal. It's true, it might be better to daven b'torat nedavah, but you are not obligated. And modern post-cream, different opinions, if you should repeat b'torat nedavah, because nowadays, many say we don't have enough kavana anyway, and our mind wanders. So some are less into the Torat Nedava solution. Well, whenever there's a question mark, if you have to repeat. Okay. Gimel. Im sha'al matar b'matachama machzirin oto. If you mess up and you say the wrong, you mention the asking for geshem in the winter, you said ask for tain talamatar in the summertime, sorry, in the summer. So then, machzirin oto, you must repeat. Now, if you switched over early, when you shouldn't have, before Zayin Cheshvan, or before the 60 days, that's also a machloket if you're yotzei or not. So I would not repeat unless you repeat it b'torat nedava. You say, if I'm obligated to say Shemoneh Esrei again, then I'm saying it. But if I'm not obligated, then this is a tefillah of a nedava, an extra tefillah that's optional, and that's what I'm doing. So then you make a tanai like that. So that is the solution for that one. Okay. Right. Mishnah Berurah says you have to repeat, but not everybody agrees. And one other thing. Okay. And you don't have to add a chidush. Whenever you do a tefillah and a dava, if you're doing it to get out of a safek, you just daven. If you're doing it just because you want to make an extra nedava, you have to add an extra tefillah, an extra bakasha, something. That there's a reason why you're doing an extra one. But to get out of safek, that itself is a reason. Okay, Dalet. Im lo sha'al matari mozag shami machzerino to'af al pisha sha'al tal. If you didn't ask for rain, but you did ask for tal in the winter, okay, you have to repeat. That's not good enough. Im sha'al matar, but if you ask for rain, velo tal, but not the word tal, the dew, ein machzerino tal, it's not. Then you don't have to repeat. Now there's a very simple, perhaps obvious distinction between Hazkarat Hashem, when we say in the second bracha of Shemona Esrei, we say Morid Atal or Mashiv Varach Morid Geshem. There, it's enough just to say the word Tal. Why? Because there it's about Shavach. It's about saying how powerful Kadosh Baruch Hu is. And it's not about asking for rain. And if you mention that Hashem brings Tal, dew, which also brings life, and is also helpful, not enough, but it is helpful, then you suffice giving praise to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why it's okay over there. But when it comes to asking for rain, the Ikar is asking for rain, and so therefore it's not enough if you only asked for dew, because that's not enough to get produce sufficient to live off of.
There's no such musaf like that of just tal.
No, you mean for the geshamim. No, just if you said it quickly and you just skipped the word. You're right. If you just said instead of saying v'tein tal matar, you just said v'tein tal ivracha. If you've missed that word matar, you have to repeat. It's a mistake. It's not that there's a nesach. Hey, im lo sha'al matar v'niskar kodem shomea tefillah. If you didn't mention asking for matar, and you realized before shomea tefillah, im mazrinato v'shoel b'shomea tefillah, you don't go back. You don't repeat a bunch of brachos to go back. You just save it for shomea tefillah. V'imayalo ta'anid v'tzarich lomar anenu yomar sha'ela kodem anenu. And if you need to mention, if it was a fast day, then you should mention it before Anenu. Now, here, we'll get to this in a second. V'im lo nizkar ad achar shomea tefillah. If you don't mention it until after you said shomea tefillah, so then you have a problem, you have to go back. But you didn't finish monasrei. So, im lo akar raglav chozer lebirkat hashanim. If you didn't finish davening, if you didn't oker raglav, you didn't take your steps backwards, then you go back to the middle of Shemona Esrei and you start with the words Barchenu or Barech Aleinu. Well, now we're talking about Barech Aleinu for everybody. And if you already started walking, then you go back to the beginning of the tefillah. V'imishlim tefillato v'inu ragilo mar tachunim achar tefillato. Now what if you finish Shemona Esrei and you never say the extra lakai netzor, you never say extra tachanunim at the end. Since you're finished, and you're always finished as soon as you finish Sim Shalom, then even though you didn't take steps back, it's as if you took steps back. In other words, you're completely finished. Once you're completely finished the Shemona Esrei, you can't just go back to the middle of Shemona Esrei and start with Barech Aleinu and then continue Al HaSeder, one bracha after another. You have to go back to the very beginning of Shemona Esrei. Now, what if you remembered between you finished saying Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefillah, but you didn't start Ritzei? Then Nira Sheomer, right then and there, before you say the word Ritzei, V'tein Talomatar, you say those words V'tein Talomatar. Some say V'tein Talomatar Livracha. V'achar Kach Omer Ritzei, continue Ritzei, and you move on. So, in other words, until you start the next bracha, you're not finished. This is a call for all the brachos. You're not really finished with the previous bracha until you actually started the first word of the next bracha. But if you once you say Ritzei, anywhere afterwards, you have to go back to the middle, where you start Barech Aleinu, finish completely, and you have to go back to the very beginning. Now, what if you just finished Baruch Aleinu? You said Baruch Atah Mevarech Hashanim. So then you can just say V'tein Talamata Livracha. What if you're in Refa'enu? Once you say the word Refa'enu, you go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu. Oh, Taka. Oh, yeah, sorry. Taka. Once you start saying Taka, then you go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu.
No, you're saying Shema
Tefillah. Not if you didn't. Okay, so if you're still in Refa'enu, sorry, Taka, unless I'm confused. If you're still in Taka, I have to double check. I'm confused. I thought you go back, but maybe you're right.
You said matar when you weren't supposed to. You said
you left out the matar. You left out matar, and you need to say it. So I believe you go back.
This is in Moshe Amat, the beginning of Ed.
Yeah.
In Moshe Amat, it's called Kodem Shomei Tefila in Machzirin Oto.
Yeah, that's after Taka.
Israel b'Shomei Tefila Machzirin Oto means you don't go back to Baruch Aleinu.
That's not. You wait to get the Shema. Okay, I'm confused about Taka. I don't want to say the wrong thing. Okay. Okay, very good. Fine. I'll go back on that one. Okay, we'll see. Everything else is clear though. Kuf Yud Chet. Kuf Yud Chet. Now, just one important thing, unless it was covered well before. There's any time you say Baruch Atah Hashem, and you realize you made a mistake, you needed to do something, do you say Lamdeni Chukecha or not? So the rule is, anytime you have to repeat the entire Shemona Esrei, then you do say Lamdeni Chukecha and you go back. Any time where Bidi Eved you can continue, you don't say Lamdeni Chukecha, and you just continue the bracha as is. That's a really bedieved to say a pasuk of Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, a pasuk in Tehillim in the middle of Shemona Esrei is a hefsek on some level. It's not allowed unless you need to, because otherwise you're going to have to repeat anyway. Okay, Kuf Yud Chet, Chatimat Berkat Hashiva. Hashiva Shavtenu Chotem Ba Melech Uem Tzedekah Umishpat. So all familiar. That's how you end. But Umirosh Hashana Ve'ad Yom HaKippurim, but in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Chotem HaMelech HaMishpat instead. Now, the Shulchan Aruch later will say, and if you make a mistake, and you don't say HaMelech HaMishpat, you say Karagil, Melech HaTzedekah HaMishpat, he says you have to repeat and go back, and even have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Hagah, the Ashkenazim follow, Im Amar Melech HaTzedekah HaMishpat, Ein Sarich Lachzor. But Bedi'eved, the Rama says you don't have to go back. The Ben Ish Chai agrees you don't have to go back, Safik Baruch Zahakel. And Rabbi Yosef says you should repeat to be yotzei the Shulchan Aruch if you say it as on a Tanai Nedava. Velo Rama continues. Velo Amru Shiachzor El Mamakom Shakola Shana Omri Makel Akel Ohev Tzedekah Umishpat. Ve'ayin Lekaman Tov. Okay, fine. Since you said you included the word of Mishpat included, then you don't have to go back. That's Alright, as long as you include the word HaMelech, exactly. It's a problem if you don't have the Nusach HaMelech. Very good. Okay. Kuf Yud Tet. Din. HaRotze Lohosif. If you want to add in brachos. Im Rotze Lohosif B'chol Bracha Memtziyot Me'in HaBracha Mosif. If you want to add into any bracha, you want to add your own personal tefillahs, your own personal bakashas in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you should do it in each appropriate bracha, but you should do it in the middle. Whether you daven, and we'll see, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's whether you daven for yourself or for the Rabbim. That's the first opinion. And that's the Iker halacha. Ketzad. Hayal acholef, someone is sick, mevakesh alav racham, in birkat refeinu. In the middle of refeinu, you mention his name. And if you mention your parents' name, you should mention Avi Mori first. Hayat tzarich parnasa, if you need a parnasa, mevakesh alav birkat hashanim, you mention it and you ask in the middle of birkat hashanim. Hagal kashu mosif yatchil bracha v'achar kach mosif aval lo yosif v'achar kach yatchil bracha. You should do it in the middle. You start the bracha in the middle. You ask, and then in the end, right before you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you're going to say some regular words of the actual nesach. So you do it in the middle somewhere. Ubishomei atfila yachol ishal kol tzrachav, and you can ask for anything you want in shomei atfila. Shehi kolel kol bakashot, which is the ikar bracha of all bakashot, and it includes all. Ulover ben Yona to be yotzei lechatchila, he mentions it's better. Kesha mosif a bracha me'ein ota bracha, when you are mosif, I mosif ata b'shvil kol Yisrael omer ota b'lashon rabim, v'lo b'lashon yachid. If you're asking for kol Yisrael, you say it b'lashon rabim, not b'lashon yachid. V'lo yosif elo b'sof a bracha v'lo b'emtza. Then you shouldn't do it in the middle. Because then, since you're doing it in the middle, b'lashon rabim, it'll look like you're changing or adding to the nusach of Chazal. And we don't like changing the nusach that were coined by Chazal. V'im shu'el tzrachav mamish. But if it's for yourself, kagon sheish lachola betoch beito shu tzarich leparnasa, then it's not a problem. It's b'lashon yachid. Yachola lishol afilu ve'emtza bracha v'hu sheisha b'lashon yachid. V'lo b'lashon rabim. U'bebirkat shomeya tefila. V'chein v'sof ha'tefila. Bein kodem yulo ratzon bein acharav. Yachol lishol bein b'lashon yachid bein b'lashon rabim. Bein tzrachav mamish bein tzarchei rabim. So, but in shomeya tefila and after davening, even Rabbeinu Yona is not makbid. Beis yesh misha omer kishemosi rabach letzarach yachid lo yarich. So you shouldn't daven for too long. Okay, that's gimel. Im dile gota rabach achas mamzeriot. Ein otzarich lachzor el rosh habracha sheta o shedileg. If you miss an entire bracha, or if you made a mistake on something that's crucial, like v'tein talamatli bracha. Or the whole bracha is about kibbutz galiot, for example, and you didn't even mention kibbutz galiot, right? How do you know what the ikar is? You look at the end. Mekabetz nitchei amo Yisrael. If I got it right. And so you see, the ikar is kibbutz galiot. And if you spoke about everything else, tekab shofar, but you don't even mention kibbutz galiot, so that is a major flaw you have to repeat for. So you go back to the beginning of that bracha. Misham ve'elech yachzor ala seder. And from there on, you go in order. You don't just do the mafreya. You don't just make up that one and jump back to where you were. Then you have to continue al haseder. Okay. Dalet. Shaliach tzibur shagamar goel Yisrael v'shachak v'lo amar aneinu. Shaliach tzibur left out aneinu. Lo yachzor afilim adayin lo gamar rak rafa'enu. So then, here you go back. Even filu imadain logamar rak rafa'enu. Alright, so here the Shaliach Tzibur has to say a special bracha for a fast day. You say aneinu with the bracha, but he skipped it and he jumped into Rafa'enu. So then you do not go back, even if you didn't finish Rafa'enu.
No. Only if you finished.
Right. Only if you finished Rafa'enu, then you don't go back. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it. So that's why I said that by Taka. I can double check if everyone agrees with the Mishnah Berurah. But when I said it before by Taka, by Birkat Hashanim, I was following the Mishnah Berurah who says that Beferush by Rafa'enu. It says this, but as long as you didn't finish Rafa'enu, you do go back and you say. And you don't save it for... You don't save it for Shomea Tefillah. But I think it's different. Because by Birkat Hashanim, you already finished, and you could say it later on. Here it's a special bracha only for Shaliach Tzibur. So I think I do believe it's different. I just have to double check. I think we'll stop here. All right.